Hi, this is Gene Montristelli, and I just wanted to spend a few moments with a quick audio recording for you to get prepared for your first session with me. What this does is this makes sure you have all of the information you need before we start, so you're prepared, and we can save a little time, and we can just cut to the chase and go after the work that you want to have done or answer any of the questions that you have to make sure that we're using your time most efficiently. Now, even if you've worked with other practitioners in the past, I want you to take a few moments and just listen to this entire audio because there are a couple of things that I do that I know are a little bit unique, and each practitioner has their own style, each practitioner has their own way, and the more you know about how I like to work to serve you best is going to make it easier for us to get that work done. Now, before the session, it's really important that you spend some time to make sure you know where the tapping points are. If you don't know where the tapping points are on the website, if you simply click on the link for Learn EFT and scroll down, you'll see a link that'll show you pictures of where all the tapping points are. During most sessions, I just use the compressed shortcut version of the basic recipe. Side of the hand, eyebrow, side of the eye, under the nose, chin, collarbone, under the arm, and tippy top of the head. If for some reason we need to use any procedure like a collarbone eye roll or any points beyond that, I'll give really clear instructions so you don't need to worry about learning those before we start. If after looking at the diagram, you're in a circumstance where you don't know exactly where one of those points are, just bring it up when we start our session and I'll make sure that I give you some really clear instructions so that you know you're going to be the most successful. The second thing to keep in mind is that the tapping protocols are really interruptible. It's not like deep state hypnosis where we need to make sure we keep you in a particular trance or a particular state for a long period of time. It's very easy for us to stop and go with the tapping protocols, and it's not going to slow our progress down, and it's not going to hurt the work that you're doing. In many cases, the questions that you have as we're doing work are going to enhance the work because you're going to bring to mind information that I don't know is going on, or we're going to make sure you're doing the protocol correctly, which is going to save us time. So at the beginning, I'm going to ask you if you have any questions, and we'll spend as much time answering those questions. But I want you to be comfortable that when we're doing our session, if you have a question about something, or if something new comes to mind that you want to address, just simply say, stop. What do you mean by this? Or how do I do this? Or this just came to mind. Does that make sense? And we'll take the time to answer the question. And based on the answer, we'll then continue our work. We might dive back in where we were, or we might make a new path because of the new information that you were able to find as we did that work. Now, before we begin the session and before you get on the call, there's a few things that you need to do. First of all, make sure you use the restroom. We're going to be on the call between 45 and 75 minutes, and it can be distracting if you have to go or if we actually need to stop. So use the restroom. The second thing is make sure you have some water on hand. That as we do the work, we're going to stop from time to time and drink some water. It's just good for the system. It's good for the healing process. So make sure you have some water. It's also really good to have a pen and paper at hand. We're going to record the session if you'd like us to do that. That's an option that you have. But because of the learning style of some of my clients, they really like to take notes, particularly when we're crafting some homework or some things that you're going to do after the call to continue our work. So having a pen and a piece of paper so you can take some notes as we go along or take some notes at the end is something that's going to be really beneficial for you. Before you get on the call, it's also important to have a clear sense of what you'd like to work on. Now, by this point, you've probably already filled out the intake form and you've listed the issue or issues that you'd like to work on. But sometimes, between the time that you fill out the intake form and the time we actually start, things in life change. New issues might come up, or the issue that you wanted to deal with has changed or it's resolved itself when we moved on to something else. And that's perfectly okay. So even if you put one thing in the intake form, we'll talk about that at the beginning. But if there's something different that you'd like to work on, we'll get a chance to talk about that. So have as clear of an understanding of the issue you'd like to work on when we start the call before we get on the call. Now, it's perfectly likely that you'll have no idea, that you have 7 or 8 things all at once, and you're not exactly sure where to begin, and that's perfectly okay. And at the beginning of the call, as we start the work, there's some really simple, subtle things that we can do that's going to help discover what's going to make the most sense for where we start and what we work on. So the more clarity you have, the better. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be clear, but as much clarity as possible is going to help us as we do the work that we're going to do. Now, my tapping style is a little bit different than what you might be used to in 2 specific ways. Now, the first way it's different is we might not necessarily tap in what feels like a very specific order. We're not necessarily going to tap eyebrow, side of the eye, under the nose, and move down the body. Now, that looks really organized, and it feels like the way we're supposed to tap, because that's the way most people are taught. But we're taught that way because it's the easiest way to explain it in a rememberable fashion. That those points are in a random order that just happen to be lined up, because each of those points are associated with a different meridian point. So as we tap along, it's very possible that we might go eyebrow, under the nose, under the arm. And what I'll do is I'll give very clear instruction while we're working where I'd like you to be tapping. And as we're tapping, if you get the instinct to be tapping somewhere very specific on your own, I'm going to encourage you to do that and trust your own intuition. The second thing that I do that's different, and I've actually had clients who felt like we weren't doing work right or it felt odd because we weren't doing it this way, is I don't do a great deal of I say a phrase and then you say a phrase. Now, that's a really wonderful and powerful tool, particularly when you're tapping with a large group, because you can guide people in a very specific way. But because I use lots of other tools, guided imagery, parts work, NLP techniques, and I'm integrating and weaving all of these things into the work that we're doing, there's going to be times where I'm going to be having you tune into imagery, and as you're tapping, you might be imagining something. You might imagine a particular energy or light or color coming into a space, or we might be doing some imagery where we're doing some very specific transformation work where you describe a pain one way and we use an image to transform it somewhere else. Or we could be in a circumstance where we're going to put you in dialogue with your system, where you're going to be asking questions of your system and your system's going to be providing answers. And when we do this, we're doing what's essential for tapping. Tapping is tuning into what's going on and tapping on the meridian points. Now, saying phrases is an effective way of doing it, but it's not the only way of doing it. So as we work along, you might be surprised when you're not saying lots of phrases out loud. We'll do some of that, but not as much as you might expect. So as you have questions while we're working, we'll talk about it. After every round of tapping, we'll debrief how and why we did what we did so you can add to your tapping toolbox so you see that there are other ways of doing it. But I think it's just important that you understand my style just so you don't feel like you are being caught off guard or doing something that you didn't expect. Now, the time that we're going to be spending together is your time, and you're going to show up with an issue or a collection of issues. And as we start doing work, it might be that something else surfaces, that we're working on one issue and we find something else underneath. Know that since it's your time, if we need to change directions and it recognize that something new needs to be worked on, feel free to bring that up. You know, we might start in one place, but you'll realize, whoa, this is something that's deeper. And we'll be having conversation the entire time. But if that happens, know that it's perfectly okay to change directions. And like I said before, it's perfectly okay to ask questions. Last thing to keep in mind after the session. Because of the nature of the work we might do, there might be emotions involved, there might be releases of energy, it's probably a good thing not to have something scheduled immediately after a tapping session. It's nice if you can give yourself a 15 or 20 minute buffer, if you're in a really relaxed state, to just kind of bask in the glow of the relaxation. Or if you've dealt with something that's emotional, you have the opportunity to maybe take a quick walk and clear your head before you have to dive into something that requires your attention. The next thing that's really important is after the session, as the day continues, make sure you keep drinking water. Now, I don't need you to drink so much water that you're floating away, but it's good to be in a place where you have a glass of water on hand all day. And as you just sip on that water, you're going to make sure the system stays properly hydrated so that as the work continues, it's going to have the water it needs to do that. Now, the work is going to continue. Healing isn't a moment, it's a process. And as the day moves on after our session, as you sleep through the night, that healing is going to continue to cascade through the entire system. And so it's good to recognize that that's happening. One of my favorite analogies is kind of like when we update the software in our computer. Sometimes we get an update that simply requires us to close an application and then reopen it. Well, other times we need to completely reboot the system for the change to work its way all the way through. Our healing process is no different. There are going to be times where we make changes that are going to be immediate, and other times it's going to take a little while for it to work its way through the system. So know that you might have one feeling at the end of the session and an even deeper sensation of change and transformation the next morning when you wake up. So I hope that answers most of the questions you might have. Those are certainly the most common ones. If you have a question that wasn't answered that needs to be answered before we start, please shoot me a message. You can send a message to gene@tappingqna.com or just go to tappingqna.com/contact and shoot me a note. Or if you'd like, before we start the session, I'll certainly ask you if you have any questions, and we'll answer whatever we need to answer before we spend the time doing the work that you're ready to do. I'm really excited, and I appreciate the fact that you're trusting me to be part of your healing process. Just let me know what I can do to be helpful. I look forward to talking to you real soon. Bye-bye.